The area of high pressure that was with us during the first half of the week is moving off to the east. It's centered near the Canadian Maritimes this afternoon. On the backside of the high, we have a wind that has turned to the south, and that is helping to increase the moisture level. And eventually, that moisture is going to turn into rainfall as we work through the next couple of days. Across the area this afternoon, we've seen clouds rolling in from the west. So far, there has not been a great deal of rainfall, but as we work on through the night into tomorrow, we'll see a warm front approach, and then a cold front will slide across the region, and the combination of those frontal systems will increase our chances for rain and thunderstorms starting tonight and going right through the day on Friday. We're starting to feel that weather change already today as our dew point temperatures have started to come up. You know, it felt very much like September across the region over the past couple of days. But now dew point temperatures are rising a little bit. They're running right around 60 degrees, and that means the humidity is starting to become a little bit more noticeable, and it's going to become even more noticeable as we work through the next 24 hours. Now, with all of that moisture increasing in the air, it's not going to be as cold at night, so we're targeting low temperatures that will be in the 60s with a chance of scattered showers and storms. The cold front will very slowly approach from the west tomorrow, and that will give us the chance for scattered showers and storms as we go through the day tomorrow, though it shouldn't be a complete washout, but we'll be kind of dodging rain from time to time. By Friday, the front will tend to stall a bit as low pressure rides up along it, and that will increase our chances for showers and storms and maybe some heavier downpours as we go through the day on Friday. By Saturday, the front should be down to our south, and that should dry things out as we kick off the weekend. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, mostly cloudy, chance of showers and thunderstorms, low in the lower to mid-60s. And for tomorrow, variably to mostly cloudy, chance of showers and thunderstorms, humid, high in the upper 70s to around 80. For the northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley and southern Adirondacks, including Utica and Gloversville. Tonight, mostly cloudy, chance of showers and thunderstorms, low in the lower to mid-60s. And tomorrow, variably to mostly cloudy, chance of showers and thunderstorms, humid, high in the upper 70s to around 80. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a chance of a shower or storm, low in the mid to upper 60s. And tomorrow, variably cloudy, chance of showers and storms, humid, high 80 to 85. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, mostly cloudy, chance of showers and storms, low in the lower to mid-60s. And tomorrow, variably to mostly cloudy, chance of showers and storms, humid, high in the upper 70s and lower 80s. Region-wide on Friday, variably to mostly cloudy, chance of showers and storms, high in the 70s and lower 80s. And on Saturday, partly sunny, with highs in the 70s and 80s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.